Okay, so I want to talk about food. Because you've never hit food nirvana, right?
Yeah, that's not. No.
So my food nirvana, like the other. We already talked about this, but a couple weeks. Like, this is like either a month, like a couple months or a couple weeks ago. Time isn't real. But you had these two blocks of cheese in the fridge. And it was like 4 in the morning. I could not sleep. I was watching like dozens and dozens of like blah blah YouTube videos trying to get my stupid little ass to sleep. And I was like, you know what? I want something savory. I want something not too hard on the stomach, but enough to make a white person beg for mercy. So I like trudged to the fridge in my underwear, shirt off. You were like dead asleep on the couch or on the couch in the living room. And I grabbed them. I like waddled back. And I wrapped them in my heat pack and, like, let them melt a little bit. Which sounds disgusting, I know. And, like, I ate them. It was like I hit nirvana. Like, the sweetness of the 2 blocks of, like, 1 pound cheddar cheese going into my disgusting little mouth. And I was like, oh my god. I was riding that high. Everything was great. I was watching a video of Gordon Ramsay preparing gourmet cheese. I was like, this is the same thing. This is the same thing. Like, these 2 1-pound bars of cheddar cheese from the fucking dollar store was his, like, beautiful piece of, like, fried baked cheese from, like, France. And I was like, yes. Yes. This is God's intention. I've hit peak nirvana. I've only experienced that one other time in my life. You've heard the story, but when I was 14, I had this really bad cold, but I kept on coughing up these little, like, slime slugs for, like, 4 or 5 days. I can't remember how many days, but I couldn't eat anything. I tried soup, and it's increased the amount of slugs. It was like Harry Potter, but 10 times worse. And I, on the final day, God came down to the people. And God was my mother. And she was like, what do you want to eat? I'll get you anything. I was like, I want you to get me a pizza. And she's like, what kind of pizza? Do you want me to get Domino's? Do you want me to get Pizza Hut? What do you want? And I was like, I want pizza from the gas station. And she looked so fucking disappointed. Like, I was sitting on the couch in my, like, Hello Kitty, My Little Pony pajamas. My eyes covered in, like, the little crusties. My nose running with a slug coming down my face. Like those grocery bags you put the fruit in. Filled with tissues, filled with slugs. Jackson on my lap eating one of those tissues. I looked like a horrible, like 14th century monarch. But I was dead in my pile of blood, like the fucking Romeo and Juliet shit. And she was like, you want gas station pizza? I was like, yes. And a Snickers bar and a Slurpee. And she was like, okay. Like, she was so fucking defeated. She offered so many things. She's like, I get my stupid fucking mind off of gas station pizza. She was like, I'll make you anything in the house. I will go to the store and buy whatever you want. But I was like, gas station pizza. Like, and I tasted it. It was so fucking good. It was so fucking good. The robust tomato sauce crafted in Massachusetts. In, like, Springfield, Massachusetts, by this 19-year-old girl who gets paid $12 an hour to put that pizza under a light bulb for 2 days. It was heaven. The cheese. The high school pizza quality cheese. The little shitty pepperonis you get from, like, the fucking, like, lunch line at high school. It was beautiful. The artificial flavoring in that blue raspberry Slurpee with a picture of the tiny polar bear on it. I was in heaven. I felt like a Greek god going to nirvana. I know how the Vikings felt. And, like, I'm sitting there in my sports bra, my Rainbow Dash shirt with the eyes over the titties, like, oh, yes! This is what God made food for! This is the forbidden fruit! And Mom's like, are you enjoying it? I'm like, yes, Linda. But, like, if I had an endless supply of that, just continuing to come, I would just fucking go until God let me go. Like, I would keep eating those gas. She bought me a whole gas station pizza for $5, 10 slices. And if she just kept the supply coming, I would have kept eating until my fucking body was full. It was so beautiful. Like, I've never hit food nirvana before. It was it was the Minecraft of sex, okay? It was so good. I want to ride that high one more time before my miserable little life ends. It's like when you're at an anime convention, back to the Great Miku Debate, you're sitting there in your Homestuck cosplay, and your friend buys, like, a $10 burger, and you're like, yo, can I have a bite in that bite? It's like, bam, baby! It's so good. The horrible grade meat, the sweetness of the ketchup, even the horrible fucking onions taste good. If you're even blessed with the wonderful blessing of onions at this shitty anime convention from your hometown, One Punch Man is talking to Rin Kagamine down the hall, and you feel the beauty of nourishment in your body. I want to ride that high, man. I want to ride that high. Like, before you moved in, I would eat, like, a different type of chicken patty every night until the bag ran out.
I remember talking to you on call about that.
And you were like, please learn how to make fucking food.
Yeah. Eventually you were all like, I think I'm tired of chicken patties, and I'm like, no shit.
It was chicken patties, mozzarella sticks, hot dogs, cold cut sandwiches, Uber Eats. It's like when a college kid comes home from the holidays and they get like their mom's shitty sweet potato casserole, and they're like, yes, mother, please give me the Tupperwares. And I'm like, holy shit, this fucking pancake is so good.
You cried. I gave you that pancake and you were like crying.
I was so tired. I think that was like very close to a food nirvana.
Just that the like box pancake.
It was so good. Oh god, I want that back. It's like when you miss your ex. Oh god. Like, that pancake broke up with me and took the kids. That pancake broke up with me and took the fucking kids, man.
I came with, like, the boxed food from my grandmother. It's, like, the day-old pancakes. In the plastic bag.
I'm pretty sure I ate those all in one fucking sitting. Didn't I?
Yeah.
I was so hungry for actual food that wasn't from a restaurant. Because, like, what I would do is, on Friday nights, after I got my paycheck, I'd order two... It was a test. I would order two things from Uber Eats. I'd order something from, like, McDonald's nearby, and order something from IHOP halfway across town. And I'd have them race to see how long it would take them to get here.
Jesus.
And whoever got here first would get tipped. And I remember I had a friend sleep over, and they're like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I... that's a pretty good question!